Report: Hunter Biden's legal client in China threatens to sue him for $1 million reimbursement. By Wendell Hasebo on March 4, 2024. Hunter Biden's China energy company client who paid him $1 million for legal services never rendered in 2017 has reportedly threatened to sue the president's son if he does not return the money. The threat raises questions about the nature of Hunter's legal representation of SFC, a foreign entity. Hunter did not register as a foreign agent to represent SFC. The special counsel did not charge Hunter with violating the Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA, in the tax indictment. 69% of Americans believe Hunter violated FARA, while only 18% claim he did not, according to TIP polling. 13% are unsure. SFC executive Patrick Ho, whom Hunter previously described as the fucking spy chief of China, wrote in a demand letter to Hunter requesting the return of the funds because the president's son did not fulfill his obligations, the New York Post's Miranda Devine reported. Ho's letter, sent by Hong Kong law firm Huan & Partners to Hunter's attorney Abbey Lowell in Washington, D.C., set a deadline of 7 days for the repayment of any remaining funds. Patrick says he paid him, and that Hunter never did anything for him, a friend of Ho's told the Post, and that according to the contract, the money should be reimbursed. The $1 million legal retainer was wired from SFC in China to SFC's Hong Kong HSBC account, and then, on November 2, 2017, to the American bank account of Hudson West 3, Hawaii, the firm Hunter co-owned with SFC, and then to Hunter's private firm, Owasco, according to his California tax indictment. Hunter admitted during his failed plea deal in July, "My own law firm got a $1 million payment for legal fees for Patrick Ho." The 2017 contract between Ho and Hunter specified that attorney Hunter will perform the legal services called for under this agreement, keep client informed of progress and developments, and respond promptly to client's inquiries and communications, the Post reported. The legal services Hunter pledged to provide were conferences, court sessions, depositions preparation and participation, correspondence and legal documents review and preparation, legal research, and telephone conversations. Ho's demand for reimbursement comes as Hunter said in a May 2017 text exchange with whistleblower Tony Bobulinski that he did not want to register as a foreign agent on behalf of SFC, a company with close ties to the CCP. 2 months earlier, SFC paid Hunter for the legal retainer worth $1 million and $3.8 million in consulting fees. Suspicious activity reports obtained by House Republicans show Hunter Biden's business partner, Rob Walker, received a $3 million wire transfer from SFC in 2017. In turn, four Biden family members, Hunter, James, Hallie, and an unidentified Biden, received a collective $1.3 million cut. Joe Biden got a $40,000 check in 2017 from China funds that originated from SFC. James Biden admitted to the House impeachment inquiry on February 21, according to a transcript reviewed by Breitbart News. In 2017, American authorities arrested Ho on bribery charges. In 2019, U.S. authorities sentenced Ho to 3 years in prison for his role in a scheme to bribe top officials of Chad and Uganda in exchange for business advantages for SFC. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.